Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast of taking a look at some of the smaller news stories very quickly. What I like about this podcast whenever I'm out running, which, thanks to a weird thing I've got health-wise, not at the moment. Oh, I'm absolutely done in. Let's do this feature, which is a regular returning feature. Steve complains about his health. All me thighs. Anyway, so there we go. That's the end of that feature. Tune in again tomorrow for more of what Steve's talking about. The skin on my thighs. Mainly just on my left side, but it started to move. Very sensitive. I do not enjoy the feeling of clothes, which is my excuse to not wear any, Your Honour. So I don't know why I'm banned from that. Sainsbury's, etc. So we did a radio show where we talked about some news things, trimmed it down for a podcast, a little, an amuse-bouche of a podcast, a little swift, a shot, a chaser for the actual main pint of news that you get elsewhere. And it ended up sounding like this. To another, this is an exciting broadcast today because, yeah, we've got news stories, yeah, we've got songs, blah, 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 all the rest of it. I've also got this, a new mouse. And that's as good as my life gets these days. It's got a silent click and it's actually one that is silent. Listen. Exactly. You don't know if I did that or not, did you? I don't get out much. Plus, we'll be talking about Megan Fox. She's in the news. Health officials talking about the latest pest to try and come over here to the UK. Keep those comments to yourself. The caves on Mars. And then the Loch Ness Monster's back in the news. That seems like the normal array of rubbish will turn into a show. There's one theme of news stories we often talk about on the show. Yes, we talk about AI, we do aliens, we do what's the other rubbish that we go into? Ghosts, probably, I don't know. Loch Ness Monster. Whenever there's a Loch Ness Monster story, we like to cover it here. The first official sighting of the Loch Ness Monster in 2024 has been captured by a family on holiday. So much is wrong with this. The first official sighting of 2024. There are no official sightings of it. Because it don't exist. The official Loch Ness Monster Sighting Register, again, it's because you've added the word official, but I could have a hat that says official, I can't say that. Do you remember those hats that said beep inspector? I was going to say that. Official beep inspector. Doesn't mean you should show me them. The official Loch Ness Monster Sighting Register says that Parry and Hannah Malms had a sighting with compelling new evidence. The photo shows an unknown creature near Urquhart Castle. Let's have a look at that. Something floating on the water. It is, isn't it? It's always some... It's detritus. Detritus spotting. So anyway, if you want to prove me wrong, Loch Ness Monster, do call in or send a text or whatever you're into. It's, I don't know if they're up with the modern technology, the Loch Ness Monsters. Probably not. Not often we do politics on this show because people get upset, but here's one. Britain is considering replicating its Rwanda migrant deportation scheme with other countries. The Ivory Coast, Armenia, Costa Rica. I think I've been to that Costa. Is that not one? Okay. And Botswana. Interesting, isn't it? Because so far, no one's been sent to Rwanda who hasn't been the Home Secretary. And they all got to come back. So no one's really been deported to Rwanda, but I think, is it £144 million we've given them? So just to recap, we've given Rwanda £144 million, and we're just going to replicate that schemes with other countries? What, just give them 144 million. The reason I'm a little shocked by this is if this carries on and we randomly start giving other nations 144 million, we're not going to need comic relief anymore. No wonder Lenny Henry retired. Football story. You know how much I love the football. Well, this is actually a stag do story, isn't it? This is very tangentially linked to football. A stag do were wearing West Ham kits with Kurt Zouma's name on the back. Then they chased the groom who was dressed in a cat. The lads mocked the captain who was convicted of kicking a cat in June 2022. So that's what they get up to at stag do's these days. The only reason I bring that one up is it gives me a chance to dust off the joke I did at the time. He was given a £250,000 fine. Was that the right move? I remember I genuinely was on TV discussing this and someone said, is it the right thing? And I said, well, it's only fair that he gets hit in the kitty. And I still dining off that gag. Previously on the show, we've talked about bed bugs coming over here, taking our beds, cockroaches last week. Wasps in general are on the up, but also the killer Asian hornet that Chris Packham says, don't be so mean. What have you got to fear about killer Asian hornets? Oh, I don't know. the killer part. Meanwhile, today in the air we hear that health officials have issued an urgent warning following reports of dangerous mosquitoes. Oh, great. They're carrying four potentially deadly viruses. Well, why are we letting them in? The invasive Aedes gypsy... Oh, I can't say that. It's a big Latin word for a mosquito. I mean, I could tell you the Latin name for it. I don't think you'd recognise it. Unless you've got very good eyesight. Oh, no, that's a normal mosquito, that one, mate. And it's all to do with the climate change, as we said. Why do we never seem to get unicorns? You can get yellow fever. It's known as the yellow fever mosquito. Well, there we go then. Next time someone says, what have you got to fear about the yellow fever mosquito? Same as the killer hornet. It's the clues in the question. Elon Musk says that by 2032, the US president will be a robot. Maybe good, because the current ones are having an absolute nightmare, aren't they? The SpaceX and Tesla multi-billionaire thinks that AI could rule the world within a decade. I would just like to say, good. I look forward to these robots being in charge of us, and I trust that they will take kind attitudes towards those people who are maybe on record saying nice things, because they do a radio show that's recorded and is logged on the internet and you can get a podcast. So when the AI listens back to it, just throwing that out there, I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. Quick heads up about this. Drivers are being warned to expect delays. For a second weekend of closures, the National Highways Agency say the 7-mile stretch of the M25, it's around the other part, from junction 9 to 10. It's around in Surrey. It will be closed in both directions from 9 p.m. May the 10th until 6 a.m. May the 13th. And as ever, they say, try to avoid travelling if possible. Do people think anyone genuinely travels on the M25 for fun? The only time you go anywhere near that road is because you have to, because it's the only way to get around, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not saying people don't enjoy a drive, but if they do, they go through the countryside. They don't go, I know, let's go to the Surrey stretch of the M25. The Surrey stretch, the one with junction 13 that stinks like a sewage works. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. Count me in. I'll give you this. I like this story. I don't know why it's tickled me. But apparently, you know, fool's gold. There's always been this thing that looks like gold, and it's called fool's gold, and it's made from iron. It's called iron pyrite or something like that. Iron pyrites, something like that. Fool's gold could now be valuable after it's seen as a new source of lithium, crucial for all the batteries, for all the green energy. Pyrite, as another scientific name for fool's gold, has been found to contain lithium, which can be used for electric cars. Batteries can store energy made from solar panels as well. All of those films that you've seen where someone does something, they get the gold, they bite into it, and they go, oh no! Not if they'd have kept on to it. Never throw anything away is the message here, isn't it? All of those pirates, if you'd have kept that fool's gold, right now you'd be absolutely laughing. They found caves on Mars. I think this might be the story that impacts us the least out of all of the weird stories. Caves found on Mars by cutting-edge artificial intelligence could be harbouring IT. That's where the IT support desk is now. ETs. According to experts, they've identified dozens of potential tunnel entrances on the surface. When they say could be harbouring ETs, there's a lot of... The word could's doing a lot of work there, isn't it? Yes, they could be. They also could not be. And it's more likely for that one, isn't it? That aliens could be living in the tunnels. Look, I know it's not that warm up and above on Mars. They would have popped out to see Matt Damon, wouldn't they? Then again, imagine that. You're a Martian. You're like, oh, Matt Damon's turned up. You go and visit him and you get a bit closer. You just see him just doing what he would have to do on his potatoes. Oh, this guy's a wrong'un. I say don't play with your food, don't do that to it either. And then the Martians went back in the tunnel. Okay, no, that makes sense. A motorist was stunned after glimpsing a panther-like big cat in a field and then finding its prints, says here. It had an art collection? Wow. Jeff Thompson pulled over in a lay-by in Worcestershire. He then spotted a large feline shape lurking in a field. Yeah, okay, so maybe there's a panther up there, or maybe that cat's just a normal cat stood nearer. That's what normally happens, isn't it? So... let's not worry yet. Plus, it's Worcestershire, so we're fine. Podcast nearly done. The only stories that we didn't talk about on air because I got nervous. Well, there's a Megan Fox one. quipped, "It's best not to waste your energy on boys," which is her comment after an engagement to Machine Gun Kelly ended. And I was going to say, well, it's your own stupid fault for getting engaged to someone called Machine Gun Kelly. Do you know what I mean? The clue is in the question, isn't it? But also, no, I won't do the actual joke. There's a joke I thought of, but it's... I'm going to get cancelled off my own podcast. Queen, I'll try this one instead that we didn't broadcast. Queen Elizabeth was full of fun, according to a former aide. She loved to see when things went wrong because she found it funny and it spiced up her life. And I was going to say, it's a shame she wasn't around for the second part of Liz Truss because she missed something going really wrong by like a couple of days. Shame, isn't it, really? Subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. You can tweet at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.